This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO on Sunday criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin for what it called his dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber tells us more.
Ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
And as VOA's Veronica Baldarius Iglesias reports, all this comes as Ukrainian leaders are already expressing concerns about how this war has greatly impacted the country long term.
The invasion is what has already severely damaged Ukraine's environment. Ruslan Strelets, the Ukrainian Minister of Environmental Protection and Natural Resources, says it will seek reparations from Russia.
The biggest impact is the air pollution. More than one third of all forests of Ukraine is destroyed.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Monday, continuing its weapons displays as the United States moved an aircraft carrier strike group to the neighboring waters for military exercises with the South. This is VOA News. Israel's largest trade union group launched a strike across a broad swath of sectors, joining a surging protest movement against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary, a plan that is facing unprecedented opposition. The strike by the umbrella group, which represents nearly 800,000 workers in health, transit, and banking, among many other fields, could paralyze large parts of Israel's economy, which is already on shaky ground. Ratcheting up the pressure on Netanyahu to suspend the overhaul. Departing flights out of the country's main international airport were grounded in protest, affecting thousands of travelers. Netanyahu's judicial overhaul has sparked unprecedented opposition from across Israeli society. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris begins her first full day in Africa as she meets with the Ghanaian President Nana Akufo-Addo. Monday's meeting will show support for the West African leader who's facing discontent over inflation and concerns about regional security. Harris says her visit brings an opportunity to advance relations between U.S. and Africa.
What an honor it is to be here in Ghana and on the continent of Africa. Today begins a week-long journey, first here in Ghana, then on to Tanzania, and then Zambia.
Ghana is one of the continent's most stable democracies, but Harris is arriving at a time of severe challenges for the West African nation. Its economy, among the fastest growing in the world before the COVID-19 pandemic, faces a debt crisis and soaring inflation that is driving up the cost of food and other necessities. Rescuers continue to assess the damage and search for survivors after this weekend's devastating tornadoes in the U.S. states of Mississippi and Alabama. More from VOA's Arash Eribasadi.
Video from Armory High School in the southern state of Mississippi shows the moments a tornado tore through this city near the Alabama border. A massive line of storms struck the two southern states Friday night. More than two dozen people are confirmed dead, with dozens more missing. Among the hardest hit areas was the rural community of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where about one-fifth of the population lives below the poverty line. Roughly one-third of its residents live in mobile homes ill-equipped to withstand severe weather. The National Weather Service says more than half of tornado-related deaths happen in mobile homes. Arash Eribasadi, VOA News.
On one side are dozens of lawmakers on Capitol Hill issuing dire warnings about security breaches and possible Chinese surveillance. On the other side are about 150 million TikTok users in the U.S., we just want to be able to keep making and watching short, fun videos, offering makeup tutorials and more. The discontent.